The Unfaithful Mr. Scott, Melanie Smith. Chapter 71. Melanie remained composed, not responding to Viola's words. She looked at Eugene and asked, "When are we leaving?" Viola had tagged along with Eugene for a vacation. Eugene would not involve her in work matters but was willing to accompany her during their leisure time. Eugene pampered Viola and was willing to spend time with her. As someone who was working for him, Melanie had no grounds to say anything about it. She would just focus on doing her job. Viola wanted to have lunch near a scenic area, and Eugene agreed with her. Melanie went ahead and started the car. As soon as Viola got into the car, she snuggled into Eugene's arms and complained softly about how he had gone out in the morning without her. Eugene comforted her calmly, saying, "It's rare that you get a day off. You should get some more sleep." Though his tone was not exactly gentle, there was a touch of consideration. Melanie tried concentrating on handling the vehicle, but without a partition in the car, she could still hear Viola's coquettish words. They had arrived, but the restaurant was located quite far from the parking area due to it being in a scenic spot. Viola was afraid they might lose their reservation since they were late. She dragged Eugene along while saying to Melanie, "Melanie, Eugene and I will go ahead to secure our seats. Can you park the car and join us later?" Melanie was not oblivious. After she parked the car, she decided to have lunch at a different restaurant. She received no communication from Viola and Eugene even after she was done with her meal. With some free time on her hands, she took out her phone and started browsing through it. With her work account still active on WhatsApp, Melanie tapped into the status section and happened upon a 9-grid photo that Viola had posted about her lunch with Eugene. Melanie noticed that the table reservation and the dishes were all for two people. It was then she realized that they had completely disregarded her. Melanie closed the app with a blank expression. Just when she was about to go out for a stroll, she received a call from Eugene asking her to join them. He mentioned a location on a commercial street to her. When Melanie arrived there, she found Viola shopping in a jewelry store. Viola had her eye on a small pendant that was priced in the five figures. She furrowed her brows and asked Eugene, "Isn't it too expensive?" Eugene replied, "If you like it, then I'll get it for you." Melanie glanced at the pendant Viola was interested in. It was indeed of pretty stellar quality. She then quickly averted her gaze and asked Eugene, "Why did you call me here?" "Melanie," Viola spoke up before Eugene could. "Could you please accompany me to buy clothes? Eugene doesn't know how to appreciate clothes at all." This request seemed less about her shopping for clothes and more about her emphasizing her relationship with Eugene in front of Melanie. Melanie gave a slight pause before replying, "I'm not good at choosing clothes either. You'd better ask Eugene, he's more skilled at it." This was, in fact, the truth. When Melanie first started dating Eugene, he had been the one who picked out her clothes. Even now, her style of dressing was still influenced by Eugene's preferences. It was not that Melanie did not have her own preferences, but she had become accustomed to the current style and was too lazy to change it. However, Viola just ignored Melanie's refusal and dragged her along. Eugene followed behind them as he was responsible for paying the bills, which included the pendant Viola bought earlier. Melanie even noticed that he had paid for it without batting an eye. "Melanie." Viola's sweet voice rang in her ears. "Do you think this looks nice?" Following her gaze, Melanie saw her pointing at a set of matching hoodies, their blue and white colors bright and vibrant. "What do you think?" "It's for Eugene and me," Viola asked with a twinkle in her eyes. Melanie hesitated before replying. Chapter 72. In the end, Melanie did experience a slight allergic reaction and developed small rashes on her chin. This happened to coincide with Eugene taking leave. Apart from some essential work, she stayed indoors. By the time her chin rash cleared up, Viola was about to return to Jepton since she did not have that many leaves to take. Melanie was surprised that Eugene did not accompany her back when she initially thought he would have. Viola seemed uneasy leaving Melanie and Eugene alone. Before leaving, she spent a long time talking to Eugene before finally saying to Melanie, "Melanie, I'll have to trouble you to take care of Eugene. You know what his temper is like. Please watch over him for me." Though her words were polite, there was a hint of the caution she felt toward Melanie. After seeing Viola off, Melanie accompanied Eugene to meet with a client they had arrangements with. Eugene drove this time, and Melanie remained silent while reading some documents. The car was quiet. The sudden ringing of her phone broke the silence, and Melanie frowned as she answered the incoming call. Lately, Dylan had been contacting her more frequently. This time, she was sobbing. "Mel, your sister is unwell again." Melanie's grip on the phone tightened. "Didn't I transfer $10,000 to you before?" Dylan hesitated before choosing her words carefully. "Mel, could you please transfer another $20,000? Peachy is calling for you every day." Melanie instinctively felt that something was off. "I've already transferred money to you several times this month." Dylan continued to sob but refused to explain what happened. She eventually ended the call after making a short commotion over the phone. Melanie did not say much about Dylan's situation, and her brows remained furrowed. Eugene heard the call. With a brow raised slightly, he asked, "Got a problem?" Not wanting to divulge too much about Dylan to others, Melanie merely pressed her lips together and remained silent. Eugene did not press her further. He was indifferent as he remarked again, "Don't let it affect your work." The client they were meeting was Peyton Turner, a capable middle-aged woman who had reportedly started her career in Prime City despite being from Jepton. Peyton greeted Eugene with a composed smile. "Eugene, your mother, Stella, and I were classmates." Eugene nodded. "She often mentions you." "This is my daughter, Evelyn. Has your mother mentioned her to you?" Peyton pulled the woman standing behind her forward. After being pulled out, Evelyn swept her gaze over Eugene before extending her hand. "Hello, I'm Evelyn." Eugene's expression remained unchanged as he politely and somewhat distantly shook her hand. Standing behind him this entire time, Melanie was ignored until Eugene and Peyton began discussing business. It was only then that she handed over the documents she had been holding onto. Peyton's gaze fell on Melanie, and she casually asked Eugene, "Is this your secretary?" Eugene replied, "She'll be in charge of some matters at the Prime City branch in the future." After discussing business, Peyton generously extended a dinner invitation to Eugene as a gesture of hospitality. Eugene accepted, but then Peyton added, "Your mother and I are friends, so consider this meal a private gathering." She looked at Melanie and said, "Miss Secretary, you can go back to the hotel and rest for now." It was a polite way of saying that Melanie was not included in the invitation. Melanie glanced at Eugene, and he nodded. "You can go back." The Prime City branch's major client was Peyton. As long as everything went smoothly on her end, the branch would remain stable. Melanie returned to the hotel, but thoughts of Dylan's phone call lingered, leaving her with a sense of unease. She decided to call her grandfather, intending to warn him should Dylan call. However, as soon as she mentioned it, her grandfather fell silent and sighed. "She called me this afternoon, crying and saying that Peachy's condition was serious and that she needed money." Melanie's heart sank. "Did you give her any money?" "I gave her $20,000. Chapter 73. Melanie's expression was unpleasant as she hung up the phone. She could not shake the feeling that Dylan's situation was more complicated than it seemed. However, she could not leave Prime City. In the evening, just after finishing dinner, Melanie received a call from Eugene. He asked her to come and pick him up. When she arrived, she pushed open the door to the private room and found only Eugene and Evelyn inside. Evelyn was sitting across from Eugene. When she saw Melanie entering, she stood up to assist Eugene. Eugene rubbed his forehead and extended his hand toward Melanie, saying, "Come over." Seeing Melanie moving to help Eugene, Evelyn also tried to approach him. However, Melanie, noticing Eugene's gesture, calmly said, "Miss Yu, it's quite late now. It would be better for you to go back. I'll take care of things with Eugene here." Evelyn did not look pleased having been obstructed. Melanie just helped Eugene, who smelled of alcohol, into the car. He opened the window to let some fresh air in. "You made me the bad guy by not rejecting Miss Yu yourself," Melanie said while handing him a bottle of water from her bag. This was a habit they had developed over the years. Whenever Eugene needed her to pick him up after a social event, she would carry a bottle of water with her. She had also become adept at understanding his subtle hints in rejecting people. Eugene accepted the water and used his other hand to unbutton the top button of his collar. His eyes looked much deeper in color after he had drunk some. The night wind tousled his hair, giving him a slightly weary and lazy look, though the fatigue around his eyes and brows was still evident. "Go back to the hotel," he said. Melanie drove back and then helped Eugene up to his room. After reaching his room, Melanie initially thought of helping him change out of his clothes but then hesitated. She withdrew her hands. The man caught her wrist, however. Eugene opened his eyes and looked at her. "Why aren't you undressing me?" Melanie pulled her hand back but failed the attempt. "It's not appropriate." Eugene snorted coldly, "There's not a single part of my body that you're a stranger to with your touch. What's with the act now?" Melanie did not know how to respond to that and just looked at him silently. His expression gradually turned impatient, and after a moment, he shook off Melanie's hand. "Leave." Melanie stood there for a while before turning around and walking out. Peyton seemed to have different intentions regarding Eugene. Several times after their business matters were concluded, she dismissed Melanie and kept Eugene alone. Eugene could. Chapter 74. "Sure," Eugene replied after a moment of contemplation, agreeing to take Evelyn with him. Peyton smiled and raised her glass. "Your mother and I used to joke about being in-laws," she mentioned casually. Melanie observed them as they toasted one another. She noticed that Peyton was subtly emphasizing her relationship with Stella while avoiding any talk about business. She was not sure when Eugene would leave, but if he went back without finalizing the deal, it might complicate matters further with Peyton in the future. Lost in her own thoughts, Melanie did not notice that the matter had been settled on Eugene's side. A cedar-infused coat was thrown at her, and Eugene's cold and deep voice brought her attention back. "Go and see off Miss Turner." Grabbing his coat, Melanie was about to follow Peyton out when the latter stopped her, saying, "No need to trouble yourself." Peyton then looked at Eugene and added, "Please take care of Evie the next few days. She just graduated, and there are many things she doesn't understand yet." Eugene nodded reservedly. "Sure." Melanie's heart stirred. Peyton was putting Evelyn directly into Eugene's hands, and her purpose for doing that was clear as day. It remained to be seen how Eugene would handle it, especially considering Viola, who was currently in Jepton. "Bring the car over," Eugene ordered, giving Melanie a cold glance. Melanie lowered her head and went to bring the car over. Just as she turned around, she heard Evelyn say, "Eugene, can I go back to the hotel with you tonight?" Melanie hesitated for a moment as she clutched Eugene's clothes. However, she hurriedly went to where the car was parked. She did not catch Eugene's response. Evelyn went up closer to Eugene and reached out to tug at his sleeve. "Would it be inconvenient?" she asked. Only then did Eugene shift his gaze, he lowered his eyes and casually responded, "It's fine. Whatever you wish." When Melanie brought the car over, Eugene and Evelyn were already waiting outside the hotel. She parked the car, and Eugene opened the back door, saying to Evelyn, "Get in." His considerate and attentive demeanor made Evelyn's smile even brighter. However, in the next moment, Eugene closed the door and got in the front passenger seat. Melanie was momentarily stunned and turned to look at him. Evelyn was also surprised and asked him, "Why are you sitting in the front passenger seat?" "I smell too much of alcohol," Eugene said flatly. "I don't mind it," Evelyn said eagerly. She looked at Eugene admiringly, wanting to be close to him in every possible way. She could not understand why he would mind the smell of alcohol. However, Eugene insisted, saying, "It's not good for a girl to have the smell of alcohol on her. It's not safe." Evelyn remained silent, recognizing Eugene's concern for her. Beside him, Melanie also remained quiet, only speaking up when the two of them stopped talking. She glanced at Eugene and reminded him softly, "Your seat belt." The hotel entrance was grand and well lit, and the bright lights illuminated the inside of the car. Eugene's handsome and refined features appeared softened in the gentle glow. Lowering his eyelashes, he responded. His jawline was clearly defined. Melanie's grip on the steering wheel tightened involuntarily. Eugene's appearance was almost faultless, and she had traced his features countless times, usually when he was asleep. In a daze, Eugene suddenly looked up, meeting Melanie's gaze. Melanie felt as if she had been struck by lightning. Her heartbeat sped up all of a sudden, and she quickly averted her eyes. Her initial attraction to Eugene was, in truth, largely due to his appearance. A light chuckle sounded beside her. Melanie was not sure if Eugene did it on purpose but did not turn to look at him either. Just as they arrived at the hotel, Evelyn's phone rang, and she quickly got out of the car to answer the call. Chapter 75. Eugene remained seated, eyes closed as he rested. Thinking he might have dozed off, Melanie called out to him, "Eugene, we've arrived." Even after saying it twice, Eugene showed no reaction. Melanie furrowed her brows, reaching out to give his arm a push. This time, Eugene responded quickly by grabbing Melanie's hand with considerable force. She attempted to pull her hand back but could not. She had to speak up, "We're at the hotel, Eugene." Having consumed a fair amount of alcohol that night, Eugene had grown drowsy along the way back. He held onto Melanie's hand tightly, his voice hoarse as he said, "A bit longer." Pausing, Melanie was about to say something when Evelyn knocked on the car window from outside. Evelyn had finished her call and was waiting for Eugene. Eugene opened his eyes, his brows creasing with slight impatience before quickly relaxing. Melanie parked the car before returning to the hotel. There, Eugene was accompanying Evelyn at the front desk to check in. After bidding them goodnight, Melanie excused herself and headed back to her room. Upon completing the check-in at the front desk, Evelyn looked up at Eugene and commented, "Your secretary seems to look at you with some hidden intentions. Is that so?" Eugene responded casually. Evelyn added, "Look at the way she looks at you. It's not exactly pure. Did you sleep with her?" Eugene's eyebrows twitched slightly as he replied indifferently, "I dislike people prying into my affairs. Sorry. It's a habit." Evelyn did not feel embarrassed by it. She had, after all, majored in psychology in college. However, she could tell from Eugene's reaction that he had a history with the woman. She did not mind, though, since men were all the same. At least Eugene was wealthy and good-looking. The next morning, Melanie was informed that there would be a meeting at the branch office. Evelyn tagged along. "My mom asked me to learn from Eugene, so I'll act as his secretary temporarily today. You won't mind, right, Miss Smith?" she said. Melanie said nothing, of course, and Evelyn nodded in satisfaction. "Then please wait for us downstairs after the meeting." Eugene returned a call and instructed Melanie, "Give all the documents to Evelyn. She'll accompany me to the meeting later." With a cheerful smile, Evelyn pushed Eugene toward the exit. "She just gave them to me. Let's go. We don't want to be late." Melanie escorted them to the branch office. Eugene did not even glance at her before he led Evelyn upstairs. Melanie watched their retreating figures, her lips curling into a cynical smile. After spending all those years by Eugene's side, she was now nothing more than a chauffeur. Unexpectedly, Eugene and Evelyn were quick to return. Eugene's expression remained unreadable, but Evelyn was indignant. This company's management needs a cleanup. They called for a meeting but didn't even have the materials prepared. Her tone and attitude would make one who was unaware think that the company belonged to her. Eugene, however, was blank as he said to her calmly, "Would you like to go back to the hotel or somewhere else?" They could not proceed with work, and Evelyn herself did not care much about it. Her anger just now was more of a show she had put for Eugene. "A bag I ordered earlier arrived. Will you accompany me to pick it up?" she asked simply as she tossed the documents to the side. Eugene nodded nonchalantly. "Sure." Evelyn raised a brow before adding with a smile, "Can you drive, though? I'd like to spend some time alone with you." Chapter 76. The car fell silent, and Melanie waited for Eugene's response. If Eugene agreed to drive, it meant that she would have to go back to the hotel on her own. Seeing Eugene hesitating, Evelyn smiled and conceded, "If you don't want to drive, I can do it too." At this point, it was impossible for Eugene to refuse her any longer. He looked at Melanie, who was an image of composure. "I can go back on my own," Melanie said. "Okay," Eugene replied quietly. Melanie grabbed her bag and got out of the car. The sun was intense in Prime City, and a sunny day like this was not very comfortable to experience. Hailing a taxi would require her to walk a considerable distance to reach the outside of the industrial park. Melanie thought of booking a ride with her phone at first, but no one accepted her booking even after a long time had passed. In the end, she had no choice but to brave the sun and walk out. Halfway through, Stephen called her. He was still hung up about introducing his friend to Melanie. "I'm still in Prime City, so it might not be very convenient," Melanie said. "It's okay. Xander happens to be in Prime City too. He just returned to the country." Stephen then gave her a bunch of details about him before finally saying, "If you have time, meet him. Xander is a professional in this field, and he has his own team." Stephen cared about her, and Melanie could not refuse his goodwill. She asked for Xander's contact information and said she would arrange to meet him when she had the time. Stephen chuckled contentedly and then reminded Melanie, "Xander is my childhood friend, but he has a rather peculiar temper." Melanie added Xander on WhatsApp after returning to the hotel. He did not respond for a long time, so she did not pay any more attention to it. Stephen's call reminded her that Prime City was a city with rich ethnic characteristics. They hosted numerous exhibitions and art events. After spending some time in the hotel, Melanie decided to go out again and explore the nearby ancient street. She came across several interesting handmade crafts and took photos of them to send to Stephen. Impressed, Stephen praised them, and Melanie ended up buying some. By the time she returned to the hotel after she was done with her exploration, Eugene and Evelyn still had not returned yet. After she had dinner, she noticed that Xander had accepted her friend request. Melanie initiated a conversation with Xander, but he disappeared without a trace. Melanie put down her phone. She decided to go take a shower when she heard a knock on the door. Surprised, she opened the door and saw Evelyn standing there. Evelyn had not expected Melanie to open the door, so quickly and hesitated before saying, "Eugene seems to be having some tummy troubles. Could you go buy some medicine?" Indeed, Eugene was having stomach issues. It was a result of his frequent drinking during his earlier socializing days. Melanie went downstairs to buy the stomach medicine Eugene was used to. Her room was on the 8th floor, while Eugene's was on the 10th floor. When she went upstairs, she noticed that Eugene's door was slightly ajar. Assuming Evelyn was inside, She did not enter but knocked on the door. She heard footsteps inside. Without seeing who it was, Melanie handed the bag containing the medicine over. "Here, some medicine." No one took it. Instead, she heard a mocking voice say, "You really went out of your way." Melanie raised her eyes and saw Eugene dressed casually in a bathrobe, looking down at her. He had probably just taken a shower as his hair was still wet and casually swept back, revealing his clean forehead. After saying that, Eugene turned around and walked back into the room without even taking the medicine. Melanie hesitated for a moment before following him inside. Eugene had booked a spacious business suite for himself. Melanie placed the medicine on the table and reminded him again, "The medicine is here. Just take one tablet." He remained silent, head lowered as he dried his hair. His bathrobe hung loosely on him. From where Melanie was, she could just catch a glimpse of his elusive waist and abdominal lines. She looked away and got ready to leave. Chapter 77. Before she could take a step, Eugene said, "It seems more like you're on vacation this time than a business trip." His tone was indifferent, but his words made her uncomfortable. It was clear that Eugene had arranged for Evelyn to accompany him, and now it seemed as if Melanie was slacking off. Melanie pressed her lips together before replying, "Isn't Miss Hugh accompanying you enough?" Eugene paused and then scoffed. His dark eyes fixed on Melanie, he asked, "Do you have a problem with that?" Melanie lowered her gaze. No, she felt a slightly damp towel land on her and saw Eugene sitting down on the sofa expressionlessly. "Come over and help me dry my hair. I'm tired." Melanie gripped the towel but did not move. Eugene raised an eyebrow, a hint of displeasure crossing his face. "Do I need to invite you over?" Eugene's hair was soft, a stark contrast to his appearance. Melanie always found it somewhat discordant. Lost in thought, her attention drifted until Eugene took in a sharp breath, bringing her back to reality. Eugene tilted his head slightly, avoiding the towel in Melanie's hand. "What are you thinking about?" Melanie said, "Nothing." There was a pause, but then he added sarcastically, "Thinking about Stephen." She frowned at that. She did not understand why Eugene kept bringing Stephen up. His words rubbed her the wrong way, and she could not help but retort, "Are you thinking about Viola or Miss Hugh?" Eugene's dark eyes slowly narrowed as he glared at Melanie. The mockery that traced the corners of his mouth became increasingly apparent, as if he were about to say something sarcastic. However, before he could speak, his brows furrowed and he involuntarily bent forward as a slight tremor ran through him. Observing his movements, Melanie hesitated for a moment before recalling that Eugene had mentioned something about feeling unwell. She thought he was fine when she saw him earlier. Setting the towel aside, she went to fetch the medicine she had bought and poured a glass of water for him. Eugene eased up a bit and silently took the medicine. However, as soon as he set the glass down, he looked at Melanie and said, "Leave." Melanie had not even put down the medicine yet when she heard Eugene say coldly, "Viola or Miss Hugh? Since when is my business something you need to worry about, Melanie?" Indeed, his affairs were none of her concern. Melanie quietly took her leave. The moment she stepped outside, she ran into Evelyn. Evelyn paused upon seeing Melanie and then asked, "Did you come to deliver medicine to Eugene?" "He's already taken it," Melanie replied. After saying that, Melanie walked away but had not even taken two steps when Evelyn called out to her. Smiling faintly, she said, "I postponed tomorrow morning's work, so don't disturb him." The implication of her words was significant. Melanie descended the stairs briskly. Her expression remained unchanged as she returned to her room where she discovered that Xander had replied to her message with a simple question mark. Melanie introduced herself, and after a brief moment's waiting, Xander responded with a "got it" and nothing more. Meanwhile, upstairs, Evelyn had gone into Eugene's room. He opened his eyes when he heard the door open. Seeing it was Evelyn, he lowered his gaze again and asked indifferently, "Why are you here?" Unfazed, Evelyn looked at Eugene's exposed skin unabashedly before simply replying, "To take care of you. Is that okay?" Eugene paused for a moment before opening his eyes again to give her a meaningful look. Evelyn took a seat next to him. "Want to give it a try?" Chapter 78. Evelyn sat close to Eugene, and he could smell her perfume waft to his nose. She nudged Eugene lightly with her knee while whispering, "I won't be worse than your secretary." Eugene's dark eyes fixed on her, the playfulness in them fading to their original calm and indifference. "I'm here to do business with Miss Turner, not to sleep with her daughter," he said lightly. Evelyn stiffened for a moment before grabbing the hem of his clothes. "My mom won't blame you, and besides, she really likes you." Eugene remained composed. He stood up, picked up the stomach medicine that Melanie had placed on the table, and casually replied, "This isn't appropriate." After a pause, he added, "Besides, I have someone now." Evelyn looked at him with some embarrassment on her face. However, her gaze quickly fell back on the medicine bottle in Eugene's hand. She asked, "Is it that secretary?" "It's none of your concern," he said. Melanie went to bed after taking a shower. The temperature in Prime City was moderate, and shopping during the day had tired her out, so she slept well. Then came midnight, and her phone that she had placed on the bedside table rang, waking her up. Melanie frowned and answered the phone. Eugene's voice came through, deep and low in the quiet night, "Come up." Holding onto the phone, Melanie asked hoarsely as her throat was dry from sleep, "What's the matter?" Evelyn was likely still upstairs, yet Eugene was calling her to go up. Before she could get a response from him, however, the call ended. Melanie had no choice but to get up, put on a coat, and go upstairs. When she arrived upstairs, the room door was open. Melanie hesitated for a moment but then pushed the door open. There was no one inside. She furrowed her brows and was just about to turn around when she saw the balcony door open. Eugene came in his pajamas. With his tall stature and long legs, the pajamas hung on his frame loosely by the belt that was casually tied around his waist. He was on the phone, and when he saw Melanie, he glanced at her before lowering his voice to say goodnight to the person on the other end of the line. Melanie stood there like a wooden figure, not knowing why Eugene had called her up. After a while, Eugene finally ended the call. Melanie listened as he said goodnight several times. She was not sure if he was consoling Viola or Evelyn. "What time is it now?" Eugene asked Melanie without even looking up after he finished the call. He opened his WhatsApp. Melanie glanced at him, checked her phone, and replied, 1:40 a.m. Eugene grunted. "I'm hungry." Melanie frowned. "Do you want me to order some food from the front desk? My stomach isn't feeling too good." "I want soup," Eugene said, finally putting away his phone. He looked at Melanie. "There should be some downstairs." "It's 1:30 in the morning now," Melanie said slowly. "Eugene, can't you eat something else?" It was in the middle of the night, and it was unlikely that there would be anyone selling soup downstairs now. Moreover, the winds were strong in Prime City at night, and Melanie's clothes were not enough to withstand the cold. She did not want to go downstairs. However, Eugene just looked up at her, cold and indifferent. Expression blank, he said to Melanie again, "I'm not here to discuss it with you." Melanie looked at him and then turned around, walking away. The winds in Prime City were strong. Melanie's clothes were thin, and as soon as she stepped out of the hotel doors, her hands stiffened from the cold. Fortunately, there was an open, air stall nearby. Melanie ordered a hot bowl of mushroom soup to take away and hurried back. However, when she returned, the room door was closed. Melanie's heart sank as she knocked on the door. No one answered despite her knocking several times. Just as she was about to leave, the door finally opened. Eugene did not even glance at her before making his way back inside. Melanie followed him into the room and saw a laptop on the coffee table. Eugene was working. Chapter 79. Melanie placed the oatmeal at the side. I've bought you some oatmeal. Eugene was silent. He was staring at the screen, fully focused on his work. Melanie had no idea if Eugene would have any other instructions for her. She stayed behind and sat down on the mini sofa at the side. She sat there for more than 40 minutes before Eugene was finally done with work. He turned to see her still around and could not help frowning. What are you still doing here? Melanie replied, I thought you might have something else for me to do. What would I need you to do? Eugene shut his laptop. There was a flat expression on his face, but she could tell that he was tired. He looked at the mushroom soup Melanie had gotten for him and paused. Melanie was about to leave, but he called out to her. He said coldly, remember to take your mushroom soup with you. Melanie was silent for a while before slowly finding her voice. Didn't you ask for it? It's cold, Eugene said curtly. Throw it away. The mushroom soup was cold from being left out for too long. Melanie was already feeling exhausted and had even stood in the cold wind downstairs. All she wanted to do right now was to rest in her room. She picked up the mushroom soup she had just bought without another word. It was cold. There was a rubbish bin right next to the elevator. Melanie held the mushroom soup and stood next to the bin for a while before throwing the bowl into it. Melanie was no longer sleepy by the time she returned to her room. She stayed in bed with her eyes wide open until the next morning. They had to visit the branch office as usual that morning. Melanie had just gotten dressed for work and was on her way downstairs when she saw Eugene and Evelyn already waiting there. They spotted her coming down the stairs, and Evelyn smiled to greet her. Good morning, Miss Smith. Melanie paused in her steps. I'm sorry I came down late. Evelyn's arms were crossed in front of her chest. She sized up Melanie openly. Lipko's secretary is really something, isn't she? What an efficient worker. This did not sound like praise. Her words were laden with sarcasm. Melanie had no idea what she had done to offend Evelyn. Eugene's expression did not change. He did not look like he wanted to defend Melanie. The only thing Melanie could do was tolerate this. Evelyn was picking on Melanie on purpose. She did not stop being sarcastic to Melanie on their way to the branch office. Melanie finally could not take it and retaliated, Miss Yu, have I offended you in some way? A smile appeared on Evelyn's face while she was looking out the window. She said nonchalantly, how could you ever offend me when you're such a capable worker, Miss Smith? Melanie wanted to say something, but she caught sight of Eugene's warning look through the rearview mirror. She pressed her lips as she continued driving in silence. The situation at the Prime City branch was quite serious. This branch had an internal problem, and it was also facing fierce competition. Peyton Turner's company was the biggest client for this branch. If Peyton decided not to continue with them, this branch could go bankrupt. Evelyn could not afford to offend them. Eugene was the first to get out of the car when they arrived at the Prime City branch. He went over to Evelyn's side and opened the door for her in a gentlemanly manner. Evelyn was in a lacy dress today. She looked very pretty in it with her high heels on. She looked happy when she saw how considerate Eugene was treating her. She glanced at Melanie with a taunting look in her eye. She then reached her hand out to Eugene. Can you help me up? It's not so convenient for me with high heels on. Eugene did not mind. He reached out to help her, and Evelyn took the opportunity to circle her arm around his. She pressed her body close to him. Melanie was wearing flats and was driving today, and Evelyn had pushed a huge stack of documents into her hands. She followed behind them as they entered the office. She was silent along the way. It was only after entering the meeting room that Melanie turned to Evelyn to say, I'm sorry, Miss Yu. This is an internal meeting. It's not appropriate for you to be here. Chapter 80. Melanie's expression was calm. It's Lipko's rule, miss you. Evelyn burst out with a laugh. She looked at Eugene. Eugene, does your company have such a rule? Eugene looked up at her, and after that, he turned his gaze to Melanie. He replied nonchalantly, I'll accompany you later to buy that new handbag you said you liked yesterday. Evelyn pouted and asked unhappily, why can't I listen into the meeting? Eugene contemplated this and looked at Melanie. He paused for a minute and said to Evelyn, if you feel bored, Melanie can accompany you to go shopping. Evelyn did not even think twice as she burst out, why would I want to go shopping with her? She clearly felt disdain toward Melanie. Melanie froze as she looked up at Eugene. However, Eugene nodded with the same flat expression as he went along with Evelyn. It's up to you. Even though Evelyn wanted to stay, Eugene made no sign of giving in to her request. She knew it meant that he would not agree to it. There was no point in convincing him any further. After she left the meeting room, Eugene looked at Melanie and said coldly, give me the files. Melanie had already put all the information together. However, Evelyn had pushed a huge stack of documents to her before they left the hotel, which was why her documents were now in a mess. It took her a while to finally grab the correct files for Eugene. Eugene got impatient from waiting and knocked on the table with his finger. There was an unhappy look on his face. Are you starting to slack off at work? People began turning up for the meeting, and Melanie could only tidy up all the documents as she sat next to Eugene. The branch manager, Walden, rubbed his hands as he looked at Eugene with an upset expression. Our competitor is coming at us too strongly, Mr. Scott. We're having difficulties with them. There were no emotions in Eugene's dark eyes. His fingers drummed on the table as he said coldly, I've requested your data and business use case before this, but you haven't given me anything yet. Walden looked nervous. He wanted to explain but could not come up with an excuse. Eugene's expression was frosty. Melanie knew he was about to lose his temper. She quickly pulled out the documents he needed as she tried her best not to be the one to cause him to blow up. And that person. Someone got nervous upon noticing Eugene was about to unleash his wrath, and that knocked into Melanie's arm by accident. Eugene was next to Melanie. He was busy reading the documents when Melanie knocked into him. Eugene's documents slanted to the side. He looked extremely upset as he stared coldly at Melanie. Get out if you can't do your work. Melanie turned pale. She quickly compiled all the documents in her hands and lowered her eyes as she apologized to him softly, I'm so sorry, Mr. Scott. That was careless of me. Eugene was still in a rage even after the meeting was over. No one dared to do anything that could further anger him. Even Walden followed behind Eugene while looking crestfallen. He saw them off with the utmost humility as he kept lowering his stature and nodding. Melanie followed behind Eugene with a stoic expression. She still felt upset about what happened. After all, Eugene had humiliated her publicly. Since Melanie completed her internship, she was rarely chided by Eugene this way over work. Evelyn had been waiting outside, and when she saw Eugene coming out of the meeting room unhappily, she went up to him with a bright smile on her face. What are you so angry about? Who offended you? Eugene had to suppress his anger slightly when facing her. He pinched between his eyes. No one. Evelyn asked, are you still going to buy that handbag for me like you promised? Melanie was behind them and could not see Eugene's expression. All she heard was his voice, which sounded clearly like he was giving in to Evelyn. A promise is a promise. Evelyn smiled. Get your credit card prepared. I'm not going to let you off the hook. Eugene laughed. It sounded like Evelyn had managed to cheer him up with her cutesy antics. No one noticed Melanie being left behind. They had to meet another client later, but the appointment was at night.